9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Wonderful evening to you all. Welcome to the NXT post show. Of course, man, we just had an incredible Tuesday night Pharaoh watching NXT on the CW, the final NXT before deadline this Saturday. And we had a lot that transpired. It was an amazing episode of NXT. A lot of stories told, a lot of stories advanced, if you will, a lot of new stories developed. I mean, it did exactly what it was supposed to do in delivering a solid final episode before deadline. So let's just get into it, because I think it'll just be me today. So let's get into it. We're gonna keep this short and sweet. We kicked off the night with the Women's Last Chance Fatal 4-Way Survivors match between Rin Sinclair, Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, and Cora Jade. And so, Logan James, that's a very interesting theory. He says, I think the new bloodline attacked Eddie backstage. We're going to get to that too as well. But that is a very interesting take on that, and a very fair one, if I may add. But it was a phenomenal way to kick off NXT with this Fatal 4-Way match, and it was a great match and a great performance between all four of these competitors. They killed it. It was a great way to open the show with Rin Sinclair, Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, and Cora Jade. And so, you know, we talked about it. Glad Thorpe was stepping out. We're gonna get to that. We said that Lola Vice was gonna come bring the shenanigans down to Jada Parker and cost her the match, and she did, but it was in a very interesting way. Lola Vice came to interfere and try to deliver that spinning back fist outside of the ropes and wind up clocking Rin Sinclair again, very familiar to the match that they had a couple weeks ago, but landing on top of Cora Jade and picking up the victory. And she punches her ticket to be and gets the final spot in the Women's Iron Survivors match this weekend. Now, we said that she was the dark horse in this match, and she proved that she was. I wasn't sure who was going to pull this off in this match. I was just very sure Jada wasn't, just because of interference with Lola Vice. But Rin Sinclair picks it up. And I really would like to think that NXT is doing something when it comes to these, because we do look at who we think the obvious one is going to be, and then they give us a curveball. Because as much as we didn't see Rin Sinclair winning it, you could see Rin Sinclair in this match. So now it bows the question, and you know, but the other three too, it's like, it doesn't hurt them not being in this, because Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, and even Cora Jade, they're setting their characters. Their characters are well on their way to being the top class when my client finally steps down. But with a Rin Sinclair, she has been proving herself so much. So to be in the mix with these people shows a lot, even in the men's Iron Survivor match and who was the winner there. We're gonna get to that in just a little bit. Bose is saying, with Rin winning, I don't know who wins this Saturday. I don't know either. Again, like I said, with Sol Ruka there, there are a lot of different wrestling styles for this match, but I know it's gonna be main event worthy. But I don't know who's going to get it. I do believe this is going to be the one that is going to come down to the wire. This is going to really be like the 3-second mark and who gets it. I really feel like that's what they're going to give us with this Women's Iron Survivors match. And I don't know who's going to pull out on top of this one. But shout out to Rin Sinclair. Congratulations to her. Cashing, you know, getting that spot and being able to be, I believe it's their first time on a PLE here at NXT. So congratulations to her. But also, too, someone else punched their ticket into being featured on Deadline this weekend. And that would be Miss Jada Parker herself, because Jada don't play. All right. Lola Vice interfered in her match. After the match, we went to commercial, came back. Jada Parker came out and demanded that we have the underground match, not now, but right now. She wanted to throw hands right then and there. They had even started taking the ropes down, everything, like listening to everything Jada was telling them to do. But Ava, our GM, came out, said, hey, we can't have that tonight, because why? It is PLE worthy, and it has been made official that NXT Underground is coming to Deadline this weekend, and Lola Vice and Jada Parker are going to step into the squared circle, and it is going to be what JR calls a good old-fashioned slobber knocker. And if you think because Lola Vice is just MMA-trained, you are sadly mistaken if you think Jada does not have something up her sleeve and is going to be trying to get prepared for that. As she knocked Lola Vice out with a spinning back elbow to the jaw. I'm talking out of there. Sleep. Hit the snooze button on them. So it's going to get very, very interesting when it comes to those two. But I'm so glad that they are on a PLE instead of it being on a regular taping of NXT, because I think both of those women too deserve to be on a PLE for this match, and just because of how well this rivalry has been cooking up. It is PLE worthy, and I am so glad that they allowed that. Them slaps is real. Yeah, it is. That's why I say, again, we know Lola Vice is combat trained. I'm not talking about like, yo, she go give her the business. No. We are well aware that we're not gonna get that. But I am also knowing that we're not going to just see a straight wash of Jada Parker. So I think Jada Parker wore black Air Force Ones to the ring for quite some time before she got some real boots. All right. Jada don't play. There's a reason why they were chanting Jada don't play, and she does not. So that's one of the matches I'm looking forward to and seeing as well. Charmira Fisher says, I can't wait until one of the women become the inaugural / first ever United States champion and the inaugural Intercontinental Women's Championship. Yes, it is. Make sure you check us out on WWT Live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We talk about those things. We're discussing those. We're definitely going to talk about the results for the Women's Intercontinental Championship tournament. Dakota Kai picking that up, and what's the next one on Raw, as well as the U.S. Championship. So tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time so you can join the discussion as well. Big Boss Jada said. Yo, Jada said. Can we talk about that? Yo. Jada said a couple words. I don't think you allowed to say on TV, especially the CW, because Jada dropped the N-word. And Jada said, yeah, it's the underground, but bitch, if you think I ain't leaving this ring, I'm like, whoa, ma'am. This is the next one right here. Boy, that attitude did not hold back. I was like, oh, okay. You ready to go on Monday Night Raw? That's what you trying to do. You trying to go to Netflix, because you ain't trying to go to network television. You trying to be on some shit, and I ain't mad at a fuck. That's why I said too. Right, Big Boss, Queen shit. That's why I said even in that Fatal 4-Way match that happened tonight, Ren Sinclair winning, it is a good thing. It was dope. I'm glad to see that it did happen to her. But these other three women that you see from Akora Jade, Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, Lola Vice, like those are those next ones that are going to dominate NXT. Those are the ones that you're going to be looking to. They're going to be the faces of these. And it's continuing to show all the time between those three stars. Well, those four stars, excuse me. They know that the tides are going to change. They can see it even with the people who are in the Women's Iron Survivors match. They see that they have to keep up. They see that they have to keep getting better, and they have accepted that challenge. And you're seeing it rise every single week on NXT. Those four women, if I had to say anything, not right after the original four horsewomen, but if we go in like original, new class, or however we fill that out, and then this upcoming like future class, those three women are the four horsemen. Those three women are the four horsemen. Lola Vice, Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, Cora Jade. Those are the ones who are going to dominate the division after my client takes her exit. Shout out to my tag team partner also commenting in here. Thank you for joining us. King Mike Hall, those are the ones who should be the faces. Ain't no need to hold them back with lesser talents. Not at all. But they will. Again, we still in season 23, but we got to let the season finish. You know what I'm saying? We got to let that finish before it's time for them to be within the new class. I'm already really looking forward to hearing the mayor's remarks tomorrow on his client tonight. Man, listen. Sleep. Sealy postropedic sleep. Jaden and Kalani are top tier. Big boss. Let's change Cora with Tatum. Tatum Paxley is great, but Tatum's Paxley is still coming up. Like, she's still trying to find that groove. Like, I would still put her in that NXT North American title reign picture. The four I named will be NXT women's champions before they go up. All of them are going to hold the main title. Cora Jade is just, it's been supposed to happen. Kalani Jordan is going to hold it. Jada Parker is going to hold it, as well as Lola Vice. All four of those women are going to be NXT champion, and you can bank on that. So after that match, we moved on to the 10-man battle. Not 10-man. I'm still on that tag match. But we had a battle royal tag match tonight to determine the number one contender for the NXT Tag Team Championships at Deadline. Fraxium is the current champions. Nathan Frazier and Axiom. Axiom was also participating tonight in the Last Chance Fatal 4-Way, the main event match tonight. But we had to have a battle royal, and I like how they use the rules of the battle royal, being that if one goes over, it's just the one, not the whole team loses. It was down to the last man, and whatever man represented that team was going to be the winner. Myself, I was going for OTM to win because I would have loved to see all of OTM on a PLE, but there was another group in mind that a lot of people wanted to see go on there, which was the No Quarter Catch crew. As I always forget them two boys' name. I forgot them. I know just one's an Olympian. I be forgetting their names. And I'm about to say it wrong because, for one, I just keep hearing Tiger Egerton in my head. And we know that's not it. That's the dude from Kingsman. Tavion Heights, I think is his name, and I keep feeling like that ain't the right name, but that might be the right name. But anyway, the tag team and No Quarter Catch crew picked up the victory in the battle royal. It was a great battle royal too. Like, it was very entertaining, and I think it just proves that we need to continue keeping the spotlight on the tag team division. And I don't just mean the tag team champions. Like, we need some tag team action every Tuesday night on NXT. We need to keep seeing it. It was an incredible battle royal, and I think it was great. Big Boss, first time seeing OTM in the ring, but I messed with their presence. They got that. They got what the kids call aura. Yes, they do. And then to have Jada Parker as the leader, I see big things coming for them. But that's why I say we got to get done with my client's era. We got to get done with that first. We got to get done with that era, for the new school to be able to start. But shout out to the No Quarter Catch crew, Ren Sinclair going to the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge. And then, of course, the tag teams going in to challenge Fraxium at Deadline. A very good look for the No Quarter Catch crew coming up this Saturday. And I think one of the things is that Nathan Frazier is going to be doing double duty. So I'm curious and then, of course, now that we know Axiom isn't in the Men's Iron Survivors Challenge. Now it kind of flips things for me. So I feel like we'll get the tag team match before we get the Men's Iron Survivors match, which is cool because I don't think the story should center around the tag team champions. And so I'm glad to see that that transpired. And so shout out to them. Shout out to them for picking up that victory as well. And then we had it was snowing. We went to Aspen for the day as well. We went out there in Aspen. Carmen Petrovich taking on Nikita Lyons, continuing to develop this love triangle or whatever this love story is between Carmen Petrovich and Ashante the Adonis. I'm like, hey, if y'all like it, I love it. I don't necessarily see what the hype is, but apparently there is a big hype behind it. So we'll see. It's all I can say. But shout out to Carmen Petrovich getting a win over Nikita Lyons. I still believe Nikita Lyons and Carmen Petrovich should be put in a tag team. I think they would make a dope tag team for them. But that's just my opinion. Jerry Springer Show visited NXT, a cat fight over man. Yep. And that's what it is, man. But that's what happened when you go snowing on them slopes. Also, to take things out of the time, out of how things sequenced throughout the night, shout out to X-Pac making a feature, pumping up Javon Evans for the match coming this Saturday. He is one of the participants along with Ethan Page, Nathan Frazier for the Iron Survivor Challenge. Man, great to see X-Pac on NXT, and as well as another guest, Mr. Eric Bischoff. Mr. Eric Bischoff was on NXT, the mastermind behind WCW and the Monday Night Wars, made his appearance on NXT to be the middleman between Ridge Holland and the NXT champion Trick Williams before their match going into Deadline. Now, Eric Bischoff said before we leave, we was gonna get some craziness. We was gonna get something crazy. We didn't get it. We didn't get it. They talked off. Ridge called Trick soft. And, you know, Trick is wearing a crushed velvet blue suit with sequins diamonds and what it looked like to be bell-bottom pants and got mad that he was called soft. Not saying the two correlate, but it's hard to not think that with the outfit that you got on. But, you know, no judgment. And then he was spiked DDT'd onto the announcement table by Ridge Holland, putting a neck brace and taking it to the hospital. And so it's a little bit up in the air what's going to happen with the match. But apparently we got a slight update from Ava, who also went to the hospital with him, to say that Trick said that he is going to make sure that he makes Deadline and defends his NXT title. The two definitely correlate. Okay, as long as it's not me. Just me. So we're going to see what happens with that. I'm sure Trick is going to show up and maybe we'll get him a little bit more pissed off, a little bit more peeved about it and see what goes on. We also had Sean Spears and his crew making an appearance as well. And then it seems that Sean Spears has his eyes on their returning Gigi Dolan, who was also in action tonight. Who was also in action tonight, and she was facing Izzy Dane. Pretty solid match. Not necessarily anything to brag about, but a good returning match nonetheless. Just to see, you know, Gigi Dolan hasn't necessarily missed a step. Interesting to see what will develop between Sean Spears having his eyes on Gigi Dolan. Dope to see Tatum Paxley out there along with Gigi Dolan. Don't know if they're going to move them into a tag team. Don't know if he's going to try to, you know, manipulate Gigi to turn on Tatum or whatever this is with them. But again, a lot of stories are developing within NXT, and especially with Deadline coming, getting ready to move into the new year, we have a lot of stuff that we're starting to see that I think is going to be incredible when it comes to NXT. Now, we also had learned that we were going to hear from my client. I didn't know my client was going to be out tonight, and she was the one that was going to be closing the show. But before we got to that, we saw the fatal four-way between the men's last chance fatal four-way match in the Iron Man Survivor for Deadline. It was between Axiom, Lexus King, Eddie Thorpe, and Cedric Alexander. Now, as I was saying on the show, watching before I saw this match, wasn't sure, wasn't really interested. If I can be honest, wasn't really interested. It's like, okay, cool. It'll be cool to fill this out with one more person, and then we got our stuff for Deadline. This match made me believe in these four men. This match made me understand, okay, you know what? If they keep working them, they keep moving this at it, we have something as the roster for the men on NXT starts to reshape itself and build. I thought they had an incredible fatal four-way match, which is why I'm saying it like that. Each and every single man, I was not sure who was going to win. I will be honest with you. And I hadn't thought of it, made a decision or anything. But even in watching, I was like, I did not know who was going to pull it off. And crazy enough, Eddie Thorpe came out the victor. This was one of those showings of who's going to stand out from the rest of everybody. That's what this match felt like. It felt like who's going to step out of the pack and be in front of the pack and run and be the leader. And Eddie Thorpe showed tonight that he's hungry, especially with Axiom, you know, knocking out Lexus King and then him being dragged out of the ring and Eddie Thorpe still in the victory. Like, Eddie Thorpe is showing you that I want to be here. But Eddie Thorpe needs to be careful with what he says and the actions that he does, because one thing you don't want to do, I feel like Eddie Thorpe got a little, I think he got a little beef with Ava. I feel like Ava don't believe in him. Like, she ain't got a whole NXT to run. Like, oh, why you not paying attention to me? Kind of like a little bitch, if you ask me. And you hear the sound of them ambulances, man, because that's what Eddie Thorpe needed, because as the show went off, we saw that Eddie Thorpe was hurt. Eddie Thorpe got attacked, knocked out. I think his nose was bleeding. And so what does this say for him and the Men's Iron Survivor match this Saturday? And then the speculation that was of asking of who did it. Was it Axiom? Or as we got a theory given to us early in the show by Logan James, I think the newer bloodline attacked Eddie backstage. That's a very interesting statement. What up, Cousin Ron? Thank you for joining the post show, man. We about to wrap up the post show as well. Yeah, honey, it's a head scratcher, but hey, you want to keep poking bear, keep poking the Samoan family bear, and you want to keep poking at the little cub that's Ava. You see what happens. So it's going to be interesting to find out how that story develops, especially with us getting ready to move into new Deadline this Saturday. With that ending the show, before then, we had my client come out and let people know just what I've known, just what all of you know already, which even for some that want to say that they act like they don't know, but you do know because you see it and there's nothing that you can do about it. My client was letting them know how she felt about all of the potential opponents in the Women's Iron Survivors match. And one line stuck out to me that she continuously dropped just so they knew that what I knew and what y'all already knew. You can't beat the prodigy. Can't do it. You can't do it. She don't care who wins. My client is in her bag right now. Did you see the glow on her when she came out? That woman is in Super Saiyan mode right now. You get me? She is in Super Saiyan mode right now. My client didn't care who won. She said, I don't care which one of you women win. You still, that's a great hump to get over. You're going to really have to give it your all. Then you got to come see me. Best of luck to anybody that's finna get that Christmas present of having to come see me. Incredible statement from my client. Then, of course, everybody came out. Julia, Stephanie Vaquer, Zaria, and Sol Ruka, all of them start to exchange blows. Very, very coincidentally, Ren Sinclair did not come out. And then caught my client from behind and then wants to pick up her title like you supposed to be holding it, like it's mine. Hey, see, you getting too ahead of yourself, Ren. And just because of that, I hope Zaria F5 the fuck out of you. Multiple times for putting your hands on my client. Matter of fact, I might make me a call before deadline because I'm sensing some spears coming Ren Sinclair's way after that. That's all I got to say about it. Is this how they introduce Hikuleo, cousin Ron asks? Maybe. I still think it might be Axiom. Oh, no, you know what? No. I think maybe it might have been Nathan Frazier. Maybe it might have been Nathan Frazier just to get Axiom in there for the match. I don't know. But this is an incredible time to introduce Hikuleo. If that's the case, because I think Hikuleo and Eddie Thorpe would be a great introduction for Hikuleo to come in. Stone Cold Courtney, interesting, and seeing the aftermath from the new bloodline after War Games and could have been ordered by the final boss. We already know that's the next step, because I know a lot of people kept asking, like, what happens now at the War Games? Well, now we have to have Roman versus Solo for the Ulafala. So we still got that chapter we got to go to. So we still got some story to continue with it. My tag team partner Roxanne, Mustard! You damn right. That's the mode she's in right now. That is the mode that she's in right now. Turn a TV off. Perez is in the building right now. Miss Squabble Up herself. Squabble up. Squabble up. That's my client right now, man. She is in her bag right now, okay? She is in her bag right now. I'm thinking that this is how they introduced Hikuleo too. He wasn't involved in the Bloodline versus Simu Blood War. Yeah, that's what I say. I think the two of them starting off matches is going to be really dope for Hikuleo. I've seen theories. This is how they bring back Obafemi for Deadline. Ooh, that's interesting. That would be a huge. That'd be something huge. What did Councilman think of the right throw by Ren there to his client? Yeah, man, nah, bro. Like I said, somebody getting F5'd. Ren getting F5'd the deadline, all right? How dare you sneak my client, though? Why you got to sneak, Ren? You know what I'm saying? Like, you no quarter catch crew. You could have came seen something. Nah. That's why, man, I'm going to make sure Zarya spit the crap out of you at deadline. How Hikuleo scared Stevie and Robert to the point they look like they saw a ghost. Now that you're saying that, though, that sits a little bit. That sits there now. What do you say? Top of the eighth inning for the Bloodline story. I say we get into the end of the set. Seven. We're at the end of seven. We're at the end of the seventh inning. I say we're at the end of the seventh inning yet, because we still got to have Roman, Ula following, and then the final boss. And then that's when we get an eight. That's when we get an eight. King Mike Hall, Jada's M's turn ATV. Yeah, Jada's probably squabble up more than my client and turn the TV off. But both of them. You know what? Both of them. Big boss. See, I thought when Stevie got scared in the office, they saw Oba. No, because they know Oba. That's why it makes sense. Like, why would Stevie get scared if it's Oba? Like, Oba, I can see him more like excited that Oba's back. This one was more like, yo, you know what? Hold on. This exactly is the look that they gave, but they did not say.
You a big motherfucker.
Rick Ross. That's the look they gave when they saw whatever they saw. It was that look. That's the look that they gave. Taxi partner, if they keep it King Oba, it's got to be for him to go after the NXT title. Yeah, and again too though, I don't even think Oba need Iron Survivor though for that. Like, I feel like he could go straight up to it and be like, "Yo, give me this match." Ren not like that. Nah, she yeah. That's why she getting that five. Honey is right to keep an open NXT. He has to win Saturday. But again, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's necessary for him to have that spot. But I can see it though. I can see it being a returning Oba Femi. I can see it. If Mayor's on the panel for tomorrow, it'll be interesting to get his thoughts on Lola and Jada. Bro, she knocked Lola out. That's wild. That's saying something. That is saying something. Amen, Councilman. And yes, the Hikaleo and Roman's brother Lance are currently signed. Could have been the L. Again, with the shock on his face and then seeing the attack, it all sits like that is what it could be. I think y'all are right. I think we may see now the appearance of Hikaleo, and then getting a match with him. Because I think that'll be a great first match, Eddie Thorpe and Hikaleo, especially how Eddie Thorpe has been acting towards Ava. It's like, yo, don't mess with my cousins. And then it allows us to not have to have the bloodline interfere. It's like, hey, we can have like the Anoa'i family down there to where we don't have to have like someone from any either bloodline come down. So I think we may see Hikaleo, which makes so much sense going into this being the last PLE of the year for them. So to have Hikaleo there moving into the road to WrestleMania and stand and deliver, only right. But I got to give this show a 9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10. Like I said, it continued to develop fantastic stories. It kept us intrigued. It spotlighted everyone. That's what I really liked about this. Everybody got spotlighted in today's show. You know what I'm saying? They got everything ready for Deadline. They gave us a tag team division. They gave us the women's championship. We even saw about what was going between the women's North American championship, the NXT title, even matches that don't have titles included, seeing where those are growing, where the stories are coming. This was fantastic storytelling in tonight's episode of NXT before we get to Deadline. And I just got to say bravo, because ever since they switched to the CW, they have been keeping the momentum going during the Black and Platinum brand. And I am consistently enjoying not only the product, but being on here during these watch alongs, talking with y'all, communicating with y'all, watching it. I'm going to talk to TK about possibly switching this to Discord, because on Discord we can watch it. Like, we can watch it on there and talk to each other. So I want to do maybe do those for PLEs. Like, maybe figure that out. I don't want to do it for this one, because I then don't tell TK, because TK gonna be like, well, yeah, let's do it. Let's just do it this Saturday. You ain't even got nothing set up. Well, how we set it up? Like, so don't tell how I told y'all this. But if y'all would want to do that and have WWT have a Discord to where we can watch the PLEs together, and then we can hop back on YouTube and then do the post show. So let us know if that's what y'all want to do. Let us, you know, and then we'll see about getting that worked out, man. King Mike Hall, oh, if we tweaking with the female Oos, Hikaleo Lance pulling up to make sense. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. I genuinely enjoy NXT more than Raw and SmackDown. I do too. If I'm just being honest, I'm enjoying NXT way better than Raw and SmackDown. The only reason why I watch, even too, the only reason why I kind of like be watching Raw and SmackDown is because we got Monday Night Mayor and Honey Night SmackDown. And so I'll be wanting to make sure I see the full thing. So if I hop on the post show, I'm able to talk to him. If that wasn't here, I'm going to be honest with you, I'd be catching the highlights on social. If I'm just being honest, I would catch the highlights. One, it's not easy to access them to watch because I don't have cable, so it's kind of hard to catch them while they live. But NXT, like, man, it's so good, and there's so much happening there that I love watching it. It is a great way to fill in 2 hours of great storytelling, and I love seeing that this brand is continuing to grow. And what I would really like to see, you know what I really like to see? I know it may not happen. I would love to see next year NXT invade Survivor Series again, but the women do it. I would, no, you know what it would be? F that. I would love to see an invasion from the women of NXT to kick off Evolution 2. That's what I would like to see. I would like to see all of them come together with my client in the forefront, and they invade Raw and SmackDown to prepare us for Evolution 2. Because that's the way you get Evolution 2 excited, is by introducing NXT into it. Because at first we just did it because it's women. You really want to kick it off with Evolution 2? Let NXT's entire women's roster invade Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. I think that would be fire. And then you got TNA behind you too. So imagine, yo, at Evolution, Jordan Grace is there taking on Naomi. Like, there's, yo, Evolution 2 got to come in 2025. Or am I tripping? Like, I think we've talked about it so much, like, Evolution 2 has to come in 2025. We have got to make room for it because it is bubbling right now. And I think we got the next one. Appreciate that, King Mike Hall. But yeah, so that's going to wrap up today's post show. You know, it's just me and this wonderful chat and everything. So I want to thank each and every single one of y'all for jumping on to the post show, jumping on to the watch along, and also checking out all the content that is on WWT and as well on my page. So before we get out of here, with the loaded roster needs to happen now. Exactly, Courtney. Evolution 2 needs to happen like yesterday. 2025 in July. Evolution 2, I'm calling it. Let's do it. If y'all watching this, Hunter, Evolution 2 need to happen in 2025. No exceptions. But you can follow me on my socials at Will Pharaoh. That's WILLPHARAOH. If you are not already following me, please go and follow. Make sure I post the content on there every single day. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, share it with somebody. You know how these algorithms be, trying to grow this community as well as WWT's community. So make sure you go and follow me on my socials as well as on my YouTube and my Twitch. I'm streaming on WWT Live Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tuesday Night Pharaoh, the NXT Watch Along and Post Show, as well on Thursdays, TCW. And then on the weekends when PLEs happen, we try to do Watch Alongs and Post Shows. Those are always going to be on my YouTube and my Twitch channel. So I'm basically streaming 5 days a week. Also, to make sure you support my YouTube channel. Whole bunch of content on there, whole bunch of content coming back, as well as straight out of a comic book. Haven't stopped doing it, just getting prepped for the next phase of being able to deliver content to y'all. But wanted to still keep staying consistent with what I'm doing now. But straight out of a comic book is going to be returning along with a couple of other shows as well. Getting back into my bag and bringing y'all some dope and quality content. So please look out for that. I am definitely prepping that. The website is coming soon. The merch store, not even the merch store, the store, the Pharaoh store is coming. So it's more than just clothes that's going to be on my website that I'm going to be pushing. So make sure that y'all keep checking that out. I see the mayor stopping in as we wrap it. As far as my client, Miss Parker, I paid the fine. Yeah. I hope you did. And I hope you got them separated too, because snooze button. Hopefully you will stop in tomorrow for WWT Live, Mayor, so we can all talk about it. You know, we got to talk about it. But yeah, so yes, we're definitely ready for Strat of a Comic Book. Yes, it is coming back. I like the new structure I had. I want to make sure I do it right, and I want to make sure I can keep it consistent. So that's what I'm working on. So I appreciate each and every one of y'all checking out tonight's episode. I don't know, but for some reason, our outro, I don't know if I did something or what, but for some reason, the outro is disappeared, and I don't know why. But tune in tomorrow, WWT Live Wednesday at 3 p.m. And I know we got a lot of news to talk about. Got to talk about what happened on Raw, talking about what happened on NXT. And we got to get ready for AEW Dynamite, and especially Stone Cold Courtney's watch along of AEW Dynamite going to down tomorrow. I'm going to just leave this right here because I know Cindy is going to watch this. And again, like I told y'all, the beef. does not stop between these two. But thank y'all for checking it out. I will catch y'all tomorrow here on WWT, the number one in women's wrestling. Ana Maria, go tell it on the mountain. Peace out.
This episode of Women's Wrestling Talk has been brought to you by All Caribbean Wrestling. Catch the wave. Go to allcaribbeanwrestling.com to check out all the latest pay-per-views or go on the YouTube page at All Caribbean Wrestling. Also, go and check out their socials on Instagram at All Caribbean Wrestling